Fury Unleashed is brought to you by Live Oak Vodka. No matter what is thrown our way, Texans have a way of not only surviving, but rising above it. Call it determination. We have the heart of a mighty oak. That mighty oak can be found in the spirit of Live Oak Vodka, Texas's only handmade vodka. Check them out now at coastalbendistilling.com. Live Oak Vodka, baby. Let's go.
Houston, Texas, make some noise, because the time for talk is over. It's time to unleash the fury.
The way we ended 2023,
yeah,
couldn't have done it better, right? And you couldn't have kicked it off any better.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's crazy. We always say, like, the next card's the best card.
But yeah, man, I mean,
the December card was phenomenal. It was the best card of 2023. I don't know how we top 85, and we're in
we got a whole year to go.
Yeah, we got a whole year to go, and like, you had the perfect combination of fighters who move tickets, the best fans, the absolute best fans,
yes,
that you could ask
hands
for.
Hands down, shout out H-Town.
H-Town showed up, and man, it was an unbelievable card from the get-go. Like, even the amateurs that we had on the prelims,
yeah,
were fantastic.
Yeah.
Who's the
we were talking about that
kid from? Is, I think it's Metro,
the one who came out in the singlet.
He came out in the singlet. What's his name? You know his name, Michael?
Soulja Boy on Instagram.
Soulja Boy.
Oh, okay, shout out Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Hey, listen. At 18 years old, that kid's fucking transitions are unreal. Like, me and Jeff Rexro were talking.
Juan Gutierrez,
dude.
I was wondering.
Hey, we were
Soulja Boy.
We were talking about his transitions after his fight. And man, it's one thing to be able to do those types of transitions on the mat in your gym, but during a fight, when man, you got the fans are going crazy, you got a packed house, and this other dude's punching you in the face while you're trying to make things happen. Holy shit, that was amazing.
Both of them making their amateur debut.
Yeah.
And Juan Gutierrez picking up the rear naked choke tap out, 2 minutes, 13 seconds into round two.
Absolutely fantastic way to start the card.
Rex thought he was walking out nude in that singlet.
Rex did think he was walking out nude. He
got really excited for a second.
He did give our boy Walker from the UFC kind of the cold shoulder a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Who did?
Gutierrez.
Amateur mistake, because he didn't know who he was.
He didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he didn't know who he was. Nice to everybody. Be nice to everybody.
Walker walked over to him during weigh-ins.
Who's a wrestling guy?
Yeah, he had an Iowa wrestling shirt on.
Yeah.
And Walker's got an Iowa wrestling hat on. And Walker's like, hey, man. And points at his hat.
Boom.
And like tries to make conversation.
We're bros.
And the kid basically like, okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I kept talking.
Yeah, I like Iowa.
Walker.
He's an introvert, bro.
So Walker was like, well, I just ain't got to mess with this kid, none. You know, like, all right. So, hey, just a
big
little
mistake.
Hey, Walker's a bit of an introvert too, so it takes something for him to
a little bit of work. A word of advice: it's a lot easier to be nicer to anybody walking up to you. It's a whole lot easier. You can set yourself up for some amazing things. But again, amazing way to start the night off. We had the Gutierrez fight. We also had, dude, Adam. Is it Auda? How do you say it correctly?
Auda. That's how Auda. I said it. I don't know if it's right or not, but Adam Auda is how I said it.
So that kid's a fucking savage.
Yeah.
Like I knew he had good wrestling. I knew he could swing for the fences. I didn't know he could do it the whole fight.
Yeah, man.
like cardio.
Yeah, and Anthony Johnson's no punk.
Yeah, man, he's 2-0.
2-0 coming in there, and you know, Auda was absolutely
3-0.
Phenomenal.
His fourth win, 4-0.
Dude, absolutely phenomenal, man.
TKO in the third round.
I enjoyed watching that fight tremendously. I'm kind of looking back here over the card as we go as well. The Lauterbach and what's his last name? Garcia?
Yeah, Gutierrez. Cameron Gutierrez.
Jesus. Them boys were beating the piss out of each other.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Lauterbach, get a unanimous decision.
Dog, bro. Yeah. Collins guy?
Yeah.
He's got no quit in him.
Every time I thought that either one of them, like, oh, that's the shot that might slow him down. Nope. They just took a step forward and threw even harder at their opponent, which, you know, honestly, when we're looking at amateurs heading toward the pros, man, that's the kind of shit we're looking for. You know, we're looking for you. You got to have some dog in you. Like, you can go through and beat up people and finish people. But if you don't have the ability to weather a storm when you're in the middle of one, it don't matter what about the rest of it. So it was great to see. I mean, they had to dig deep during their fight to get to where they needed to be. And that was super fun. Who else was on our undercard there?
We had Byron Wells taking on Daniel Perez.
Hey, Daniel's a big fucking kid, right?
Is he 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'4", man. Yeah.
Jesus.
Tarzan. Yeah, massive. Daniel Perez, man.
And I don't know what.
He picks up his first loss against Diesel Wells.
Is carved out of. But chiseled. That dude is yoked.
Yeah,
like, yes, he is.
I don't know what his chest and ab workout is, but damn.
It's barrels. Oil barrels.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he works out in the field, right?
Drew Rutajczyk will tell you he works. Like, he finds time to make it to the gym, but dude, he works like a full-time
probably
job.
500-pound all chains. The time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. He chops down red oaks or something, man. He's like carved from stone.
He works on like a oil rig or some shit.
Picks up the unanimous decision over Daniel Perez.
And then we kicked off the night with Chris Gonzalez and something Martinez?
Isaac
Martinez.
Yeah.
That was a fun fight. It was like we didn't have any boring fights on this card. And generally there's a few times we can go back and be like, this prelim was whatever. That kind of sums up, amateurs.
We were talking at Cage Sidewalker and I, and he's like, man, this undercard is like a great –
yeah.
Regional card, and we haven't even made it to the main card yet. So even Walker kind of was appreciative of the card, the banger that this one was.
What about the performance from James Ford? I did not expect that. I'll be this, like, I love me some James Ford. I think he's a great guy. I also think Matt Costello is a fucking savage.
Matt is too.
And I didn't think that it was going to be so one. I mean, Matt was never found his rhythm in that fight at all. I mean, I think he might got to throw four or five punches total, and the rest of the time was spent defending takedowns, trying to get back up. And you know, James Ford's transitions looked phenomenal. Phenomenal, man. Like he's not just a wrestler.
It was just James Ford's night. Sometimes it's just the day.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Matt Costello never found his rhythm in his pro debut. James Ford picking up the tap out to the rear naked choke, round 2, 4:20.
Can we announce as his next opponent already?
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about it previously.
So James Ford is taking on Anthony Kassar. And you've got, you know, the biggest prospect name-wise. You know, Kassar is still considered the number one prospect at 205 not signed in the nation. He just has such a crazy pedigree, such a crazy story. And he looks the part, 100% looks the part. He's going to have his hands full. Because James Ford, most people don't know, he wrestled at Purdue. It's not like he wasn't a good wrestler.
Kassar thinks that Ford's not going to be able to do what he's not going to be able to wrestle him.
He might not be able to. He might not.
They're going to end up standing up.
Right. And I think, and this is
the we're going to find out.
10-time Golden Glove champion. Boxer.
10 times?
Yeah.
Really? 10?
Well, man.
That's
in his last fight.
Okay.
Kassar didn't seem to want to stand up. Like,
well, when you're a wrestler like that, you can do what James just did. And I think that's what Kassar did to John. It should be either way. It should be good.
I think the advantage that James is going to have clearly is his experience in MMA already.
Let me tell you what advantage he's going to have. He's got fucking Adam Copley in his corner.
Boom.
Did you say disadvantage?
That's the advantage.
Oh, advantage. My bad. Shout out to Copley.
Hear that, Copley?
Shout out to the cop.
I'm telling you, beautiful. You're Copley on the fucking Sub-Hunter stage.
Beautiful beard. We're like 7 weight classes apart.
We don't care.
When are we going to get him
when
on the podcast?
When are we
going to
get you and Copley?
I've already done it about 5 times.
Yeah, but he said
every card.
He said, and
it was back
quote,
and forth. You feel
said,
like you've probably been
and I quote,
in a bunch of 5 rounders.
He'll
with
turn
him.
Garcia's ass out. I don't know what he meant by that. I don't know what he meant by that. But he said, and I quote,
that
punk
that,
bitch.
I don't believe that. I don't believe
it's a direct quote.
He said he put correct. You to sleep when you went over there for your
everybody put me to sleep that night. Everybody goes to sleep.
He said he was the first one that put you to sleep.
He wasn't
the
first.
You were fresh.
No. No, that didn't happen.
And you were fresh.
No, that didn't happen. That's not how that went at all. But he did put me to sleep that night, along with all the other black belts there that night.
I
so
would never let it happen.
You did? Oh, you would not let it happen? Never. Man, I don't know. I think there's a
never.
Whole, that's a whole big ass room full of black belts, dog. Like that's. Ooh. Oh, did you say Daniel and Garcia?
Daniel's my boy.
That's perfect. Like, Daniel get drunk as shit and come out there. Yeah. Remember that time when he did that? Yeah. It was like a minute. Came out and armbar that dude. Like, or triangle that guy in a minute. It's crazy, man. That dude's an absolute freak show. Speaking of freak shows, Wendy Anuts. Is it Anutson?
Anunson.
That one.
Yeah. Wendy Anunson, Carson Nash. Man, another banger. So, I didn't know what to expect from Carson Nash coming in. I didn't recall seeing her before. But I've seen Wendy fight, and she's a little beast, man. She's a little savage.
Yeah, Wendy is as ripped as you can be at 115 pounds.
Great story.
I don't think you can be any bigger, like strength-wise or more cut than someone like her. But that first round, she was amazing. Like the first round she came out, she kind of threw Carson around. And shout out to Carson. I mean, she gassed herself trying to finish Carson Nash. And, man, second and third rounds, she was stuck walking in mud.
Carson Nash showed that taking her out is no easy feat. It's no walk in the park.
Carson Nash got hands, too.
Yes.
Man. She was putting some combos down.
Yes. Lauren Murphy was sitting right behind us, like, you know, not coaching, not cornering from the side. And yeah, man, Carson Nash responded to everything she said, and she's letting those hands go.
Hey, side note, this is for all the teams and fighters and coaches in Houston or any other city we go to. You guys can all thank Lauren Murphy for not being allowed now to come skate cage side, because I can't take that screaming in my ear anymore. We will have a reserve spot for UFC fighters and a reserve spot for some special guests to go, but you can't be behind Eric and I and Wayne screaming in our ears anymore.
She was very vocal.
She's very vocal. She did her job. She did her job. She helped out. She did her job.
Yes, she did.
The thing is that the state gets on our fucking ass.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be cheering in the tech zone. That's not what that's for.
Or coaching or anything.
Yeah, or coaching.
Unless you're in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they gave me a hard fucking time after.
So, Jacob, are you stop watching porn on your phone, man? We can hear this. So then before we went to the pro side and the UFC Fight Pass card, we had some special announcements. And so for those who don't know, maybe didn't see the broadcast yet, we started the inaugural Fury Fighting Championships Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And we had two very special inaugural nominees for this.
Super special.
One and one questionable.
Man, it was a no-brainer, Wayne. I know, and you had no clue.
No, you guys kept that for me. Probably because you knew I would have tried to talk you out of it.
You would have. And one of the funnest things, I think, for both of us is that neither you or Jacob knew what was going on.
No.
And
no, I mean, I knew about Jacob, obviously. Looking, we talked about
looking
that.
Looking back,
you guys are good.
I probably will give the fighter some type of heads up of like, hey, let's get dressed up for the fight.
Yeah.
He's out there rocking his Mike Seafood
shirt.
Yeah,
I saw that. Looking back at it, like, suck on this.
And Jacob
and he's like
was
holding
like,
a Hall of Fame plaque right there.
Yeah, like, Jacob was like, hey, man, you could have told me something because like I thought I was facing off with somebody and I wanted them to suck on this. And I'm like, all right, well, that's pretty good.
You know.
But
Murphy's in.
Which one?
For Bob Ross.
Oh, okay.
But they wanted it at 65.
I'll respond back after.
Eric just wanted to interrupt your flow to let you know that.
No, man.
This is all we've been doing.
Yeah.
This is all we do ever. So with that being said, I don't think there's a better example of past and present when it comes to fighters. Because Jacob Silva, since day one, I know most people don't realize his first fight was a 5-round title fight in Legacy. Mm-hmm. Like, that was his very first fight. And since that day, he has just not stopped performing. And he's had some great highs, some rough outcomes on some nights as well. But he's a guy, he doesn't care who's across the cage from him. He doesn't care. He's always the same guy. He's looking for a finish. He's looking for a finish constantly. And it was kind of a no-brainer when it came to what fighter was going to be the first guy. There were some other names that were very close. And we didn't want to do it where our first ballot we put in 10 guys. That wasn't what we were looking to do. We want to do
exclusive.
Yeah, it is a very exclusive club. And we want to go to maybe three people total
per year. That's right.
Per year that we
put in.
And maybe there's some years we didn't put anybody in. You know, like it's just, we're just going to see where this goes and how it evolves. And no, Wayne and Jacob, you do not get votes into the Hall of Fame. Like, nope, we'll figure it out every year. Now from this point forward, now to be fair, yeah,
two guys a year.
Wayne did have a lot of input on Silva. He had no input on himself, as he did not know.
He also pitched Ray Trujillo.
He did pitch Ray Trujillo. Was his first guy.
Hey, man.
He pitched.
Look, guys.
Not yet.
you act like you've never worked with me before. I've got to build up to it. You know, I mean, I was going to mention a few names, but
listen,
y'all just jump all over my bait there.
He's right there.
100%.
He's right there. He's right there.
He fits the criteria because that's what I'm looking for. Truly, we can't limit it to only guys that have fought strictly for Fury.
Right.
Because there were some guys that were fighting pre-Fury days already. Yeah. But
well, look at Jacob. Jacob didn't just fight in Fury,
right? But he was fighting before I really got moving.
Yeah, he was fighting before he got moving. And
now guys that did come up through the Ammies and into the pros will probably have a really
pretty strong case.
There's some no brainers. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, Michael Oswald is going to be a no brainer.
Yeah, for sure.
Josh Van is a
senior or junior.
Hector Sainz is a no brainer.
Cody Steele is a no brainer.
Yeah, Daniel Pinedo, just because we like him.
Yeah, Adam Copley.
Not Adam Copley. He's not coming.
Adam Copley, coach of the year.
Shout out to Adam, man.
Hey, listen, man, I like those guys, bro. That's the only reason I give my heart to.
I love him and shit, but that dude is a great coach, man. Yeah. Great coach, great dude. Shitty beard, but great guy. Great guy. He's got gray in it. It's really rough. You need
Bob Perez.
I know he's listening right now. Bob Perez. There's a lot of guys who have helped shape what Fury is today, and that's when also Wayne, man, when it came to you, it took Eric and I 30 seconds. We were like, we got to put Wayne in, man.
Should have said 29 points.
I don't know that I'll ever agree with that.
Cool. I'll never
100%. I'll never feel worthy of it, but I'm extremely grateful.
Would you have rather us put Colin Cantrell?
I mean, how many Fury cards has he announced? Yeah.
Now he's gonna defend it. What about Bart? We could have put Bart.
Yeah.
Hey, well, no. So you guys are going way off the rails with this.
We're gonna call
but
Justin
hey,
Bart.
I'll put my promoter's hat on.
What if we had got Justin Bernard?
Who?
Justin Bernard. We should have had him. We should have flew him in and, like, set him down there.
Sure. Just shit on my moment, motherfucker. Hey, but no.
You know what we should have did?
Hey.
Was bring him and have a fake everything and had Bernard walk out. Hey, why we're just fucking, it's you, baby. Yeah.
I would have picked up on that, and I would have had a promo ready for your ass.
No, where would have threw the mic down and walked
but
out.
You know what, maybe. But no, I'll put my promoter hat on, and I'll say it for, you know, there are probably a lot of veteran fighters out there that might feel this way, like an announcer, really, blah. I'll put my promoter hat on and say that, you know, maybe standing beside Jacob Silva, I put CJ Vergara.
Sure.
You know, but I am happy. Happy
we're gonna do some
to
fight
accept
of the year
this
too, for
and stand next to Jacob Silva, like arguably my favorite Fury FC fighter ever. No offense, as well.
Listen,
but I mean, he's you know, Wayne, he deserving been, of the first, and I will never feel worthy of standing
Wayne
next
has
to Jacob
been
Silva.
Loyal. How many Fury events have you missed?
All of them, but the first two. The first I wasn't around.
But since
so Fury
got,
three,
since
all
we
of them.
Brought you on,
all of them,
he's never missed one event ever.
Yeah.
The
again,
best.
Man, I
best,
said it.
Bro.
I said
you got to love what
I
mean, you do, and you got to love the group that you're with and the company you work for. And Fury checks all those boxes, man.
You know, I said it, when, and I mean it that night. You know, when you're putting together a promotion, you have to have the right fan base, you have to have the right fighters, and you got to have a voice. Because if you don't have a voice, everything else just kind of gets washed over and doesn't.
And we've
not
seen
there.
Some promotions that have good fights in, like. Nobody watches them because the announcers fucking
and some terrible fucking
garbage.
Announcers.
Man.
Some terrible
it's like,
announcers.
Turn the shit off already.
Yeah, and so again, man, thank you.
Thank
you
all, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Enough ball washing.
Yeah,
let's
get on with the fucking show. Nah, we got the whole main card to talk about. We got a great guest in the studio.
Hey, so why don't we bring our guest in? And
yeah, and he
let
can talk about the fights
as
with
we
us.
Go over the main card with us a little bit.
Please welcome into the Fury Unleashed podcast. One of the top prospects in Fury FC, the uncrowned champ. He's been calling Eric out for the belt. Please welcome in the Texas kid, Michael as well.
How long? Like a year or two at least.
Since he was 1-0 as a pro.
Yeah, man. And
he won his first pro fight.
And Aswell Senior is probably calling for the belt before that.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's calling.
They shout out, welcome in, man. You got some fresh stitches there. You're healing up. I see you got your drink. You're running on the empty. We got to get the Texas kid refilled.
We got to get the Texas kid refilled,
man. You're fresh off your main event win over Josh Ultimate Fury FC 85, man. How are you feeling?
Yeah, three angles, baby.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I feel good.
Diego will get your best angle. Don't worry, man.
No, I'm feeling great. I got a little scar, but other than that, I'm feeling good.
Man. Ready to fight next week. You don't give a damn.
Well, I gotta get the stitches out. That was fat.
Hey, man, is it true? I heard you only sparred 4 times this training camp.
Who told you that?
An inside source. Somebody very close to your camp. I have sources.
Man, this kid has so many fans, bro. Like, he's not pulling out unless he's on his deathbed.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that about him.
And to be fair, Altum's the same way because – with that Macario fight, Altum went into that fight with some injuries, and he could have probably stepped away and pulled out, but he filled that fucking Galveston venue up, and yeah, that's yours.
Yeah, I sparred about 4 times. I mean,
absolute
was it
dogs,
like an injury
man.
Problem you had? Or?
Well, I was just cut a little bit already in like a certain spot, so we just didn't want to risk it. You know how it is; it's so sensitive.
Yeah.
But I still like sparred. Like I feel like moving around and still like drilling like hard and technical and like speed wise is a still form like of sparring if it's not like all out, sure. You know, going. But I mean, I still trained my ass off. Yeah.
So tell us about this fight. You're going into a fight with a guy who just came off of winning the fight of the year in 2023.
Right.
And who showed a new wrinkle to his game. Up until that fight with Macario, I think most of us probably looked at Altum as more of like a submission guy. Like he wants to get the fight
to the
ground.
I was very surprised that he didn't go do that scissor sweep to heel hook.
To who, me?
Yeah, that he didn't even try it. He didn't even go for it.
I think he thought he was going to outbox me.
So did anything surprise you during the fight to his approach to fighting you?
I mean, I switched over gyms too. You know, so it was a new set of coaches.
Shout out to the 4 ounce fight.
Shout out to 4 ounce, baby. Shout out to my boy Chico, Daniel, Joseph, Frank, all y'all.
Did Chico steal anything from you?
Huh?
Did Chico steal anything from
No.
you?
No.
Did he steal your wallet out of your bag?
He steal your wallet.
No, Chico took care of me, man. I mean, it was really me and him. He would early calls. He was like, let's get to work. You know, before practice even started, he was like, let's get to work. We watched this film at 4. And, you know, we pretty much was like, all right, we pretty much know what we got here. And, you know, and we knew he was going to counter strike, and that was pretty much it. I mean, he was going to go for that scissor sweep when he was desperate, I guess. But, you know, we stuck to the game plan. That's why I felt I was really happy with my performance. Everything we said, what we wanted to do, we did.
There was one sequence of grappling.
There was.
Where
he took your back.
It looked like you maybe got rocked by an elbow.
Yeah, in the fourth round.
So he hit me with
the fourth round. It looked like.
Yeah. So he hit me with the elbow. And then he tried to throw another one, and then it, like, rolled me over. But I was fine. I was, like, coherent.
Yeah.
He got to mount.
Looked like he set up an arm triangle.
Yeah.
But he defended it really well.
He was tired. He was tired. He couldn't squeeze or nothing. So we were just kind of rolling. And if you watch me, I'm constantly moving left.
We're going to watch the fight.
Then right. And then I'm moving left. And, you know, kind of just little subtle movements, you know?
Yeah.
And I knew once I got up that he was going to be, like, defeated almost, you know, because he was already exhausted. I felt like
in the third round,
and I was
you kind of see a change in his.
And I was still good. I felt good the whole time. I remember after the third round, I didn't even know what round it was, and I look up and I see the ring girl with the 4, and I was like, "Let's go, we got 2 more." I thought it was the 5th. I thought it was the 5th round, and I was like, "Oh, let's go, we got 2 more. We're good," you know. And I was feeling good. I mean, I really was really feeling good.
You're hoping it was round 2.
I mean, I thought it was round 5.
He thought he's going to the final round.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, wait, there's more to come.
That's what I'm saying. I just wanted confirmation of where I was. My guy, my cut man was just so locked in. He was like, stop, everybody, get the way.
Hey, to kind of talk about that, the cut man, in the other corner, after the fight, Cut Man Joe was telling me that Altum was like waving him off, wouldn't let him work on him in the corner.
Well, what's crazy is Cutman Joe is always my guy. Like, he wraps my hands before the fights, and he's always my cut man. But he said Eric wouldn't let him switch colors on the, like, red and blue. he didn't want the corner man switching. So he's like, yeah. "Yo, I'm not gonna be your cut man today." I'm like, "That's all right." So luckily,
I don't know about this.
That's what he told me when he was wrapping up. He said,
"I mean, Joel trades with him, right?"
No.
Mittman Joe. Mittman Joel for a second.
No.
Mittman. But Joel was working Alton's corner.
Yeah, correct. Right. Yeah. Joel's in his corner. Yeah.
But Mittman Joe said he was blue corner, and he said you wouldn't let him go to red.
Yeah, so him and Lyncho started doing that. They went, "You're blue, I'm red," and they just
That's between them. Like, he probably did that just so Lyncho wouldn't
uniformity
like coming.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean,
it keeps it easy all night.
But I mean, shout out Lyncho, bro.
Lyncho's
that
a legend.
Dude, he had his business, bro.
That dude took care of me because I didn't bleed. Yeah,
so you got
you saw how fat that fight you that, got cut, that yeah. cut was
super yeah. super early in the first round,
bro. First exchange, I think. And first minute, I think, into the fight.
Was it bothering you at all? Because I didn't see you wiping a whole lot. Nothing. Usually, you'll see fighters kind of wiping out of their eyes, but I really didn't see you doing that,
bro. He went to Southpaw, and I was like, all right, cool. He don't throw from Southpaw. At least when I was watching film.
Right.
Every time he went to Southpaw, he just switched just to switch and just stood there and didn't do nothing. So I was like, oh, bet, we're going. So I lean right hand, and he throws the left elbow. And I feel it, of course, but it didn't hurt, like getting rocked or nothing. And then
adrenaline's a powerful drug.
He starts laughing, and I'm like, why are you laughing? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, okay, I guess it landed.
yeah.
But I didn't
That's why he's laughing. Right.
Yeah.
No right. poker face, man. Yeah. He's like telling.
No, but I literally was like, it didn't really hurt. It just felt like, you know, it was cut, I guess. But I didn't know what it looked like. It felt like my cut from earlier when I was hurt, like before the fight, like just a little baby cut. You know?
I'll be honest, yeah. It looked like you grew a vagina on you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no,
it was
I didn't see it until after the fight. So after the fight, Joseph was like, "Bro, you have to look at this," and he took a picture, and I had no idea I was missing a chunk of my forehead. Like that's what it looked like. Chunk of my forehead gone.
Yeah.
But usually you see cuts and they just start gashing, and the blood is rushing.
And that one is the type of cut that would normally do that.
Bro, and so I get cut.
Good Lord.
And there's there's a little bit of blood coming down the side of my nose, but not like a lot. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And then we get to the corner, and Lyncho gets my coaches, "Get out the way. Move right now. I got to work." Lyncho just starts. And then, you know, my coaches are like, "You can hear me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. What's up? Like, tell me what's going on," you know? And then there's just more feints move around, a little more head movement.
You know, shout out to yourself as well. Like, you really kept this was kind of what the cut looked like in the first.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You really kept it from opening up more and more.
Nasty.
But you really didn't seem to, like.
He could have hit it. Like, that's what I'm saying. He could have, like, he definitely didn't hit my forehead.
Yeah.
Apparently, because
it would have split a little bit more.
Right?
I mean, get me wrong. That's a nasty cut.
That's
disgusting.
It's,
I didn't even know it looked like that. Yeah, I have no idea.
Baby.
You know what I'm saying?
So you really.
But they didn't stop the fight. Worse
if he loses the fight.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, and so
if you're gonna get cut like that, man, you better
you gotta come out with a dub. Yeah.
But I think that was kind of one of their counters. Was man, hit that cut on his head just huge? Why didn't y'all stop the fight? You know, after the first, because
Lyncho went crazy.
Yeah,
because my boy Lyncho was.
Clearly, it didn't impede your performance for the next three rounds after that.
What I was worried about is when the doctors came in though.
They
see
that,
and I was like, man, these. I thought they were coming in for me. Stop it though. No, but they came and looked at you one round.
Of course, every round.
And
they have
I was
to.
Like, man,
everyone,
I hope they don't fucking stop it.
No, they have to look at it, though. But I just didn't realize it was that
like
bad.
After the round, they came to your corner when you were standing by yourself and you started looking. I was like, man, if they stop this fight for that cut.
And I told Walker at that point, I was like, man, be glad that it wasn't that doctor over there.
Yeah.
And I pointed at, you know, the doctor that ended up eventually stopping the fight after the fourth.
Getting back to the fight itself, like, you, you didn't seem to change your game plan from your regular fights. Lots of pressure.
Right.
Forward movement.
Right.
And being the aggressor to draw the counter.
Correct.
Was that kind of what you were looking to do? Or?
I mean, that's exactly what we're looking to do. You know, when we're watching his fights, one thing is, you know, it's hard. I understand he wants you to pressure to counter. But at the same time, it's hard when that pressure is coming and I'm fainting and then I'm throwing. And my rhythm is already so off beat. That like I'm throwing weird angles and timing, and once there was one time in the fight I really felt like dialed in, and I felt that he was on my movement, and I could just land it
at
will. I mean,
it looked like that in the fourth round.
I mean, I'll be extremely honest. Earlier in your career, I think I discredited your skills based off of some of your movements and the way you right. did things, because they are different. It's not a normal pace.
Yeah.
Even the angles in which like you throw your cross, it's different from other guys. It's not the exact same. And
some of those movements remind me of Mono Martinez.
I have to say, man, sitting here with you now, there was a time early in your career where it's kind of like, well, he fought this guy, so let's see, whatever.
Right.
Oh, he fought this guy, let's see, whatever. I don't know what you changed mentally somewhere, whether it's confidence that just came across, but from the fight before the Cameron Graves fight through now, holy fuck.
Next level.
Like, dude, you have taken what was a funky rhythm type of fighter, pressure, push up against the cage, to now you're a fucking dog, dude. Like, and everyone knows, you know, I love Josh Altum. We're affiliates, like our gyms are all affiliated together.
Right. Stud.
I think he is one of the top prospects in the nation.
Definitely.
But I have to say, that makes you the top prospect in the nation.
Correct.
You know, and I think, as I told you in the cage, you know, and Eric talked about, like, that next fight, you're going to fight for the belt.
As I should.
There's no, I mean, look at that. Hey, we're making announcements right here as we talk.
Insert the applause right there, Diego. There's the title fight he's been calling for since his amateur
Altum days. And his team hit me up. And let's just put it on the table, get everybody's thoughts about it.
Right.
They want a media rematch, and they want to do it in Galveston.
Nice.
And they said that he needs to come to Altum's hometown. Altum feels that he got robbed from an opportunity that he never said he didn't want to fight. I don't know what the doctor and this referee said.
I don't either. I didn't hear anything.
Listen, Joe Solis called me yesterday morning to try and clear the air.
Right.
And he says that he asked Josh multiple times, do you want to fight?
Yeah.
And he says that Josh just didn't respond.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, he might have just not wanted to respond, or he might have been so fucking locked in that he just don't want to hear what anybody's saying.
Right.
You have to acknowledge the referee in charge.
Josh is a different character, though. You know what I'm saying?
I will speak a little bit to
I would have loved to see a fifth round. I'm just saying.
Same here.
But it didn't happen.
Same here.
They also asked him
to squat, and he like bent his knees.
But then
the doctor squat. The doctor asked him to do it. So that's what he like. I kind of bent his knees, and then the doctor asked him, "Can you go any lower than that?"
Didn't make any sense.
And then he shook his head no. As whenever you started seeing him shake his head no, and then the referee started waving shit off.
Like, if a guy can't squat after fighting almost five rounds, I don't think that should be criteria on to stop this fight. Like, let's just say a dude done got his leg beat to shit from leg kicks. He's not going to squat, man.
And it's questionable. It's questionable, but at the same time, that was what was in front of him.
Right. Yeah. You'd have to hear from Josh and from the guy.
Looking at Josh Altum, he didn't look good in the corner.
Man.
But to be fair, up
close,
nobody.
Hey, up close,
nobody,
he looked really bad up close.
Got a fucking canyon in his forehead on the other side.
Exactly.
Y'all saw me. I was ready.
It is a fight. I do not believe for a second
that Josh Altum wanted out. No, I don't
think so. And I think Josh wanted that fifth round. Do I think that he's a weird cat and you got to know who you're talking to when you ask him questions? You got to know.
You got to know Josh. Man, we've had many arguments.
Yeah, I don't know if he was
there. Remember, just before the fight, we had arguments.
I don't know if he was there.
That's what I'm thinking.
At the end of the fourth round, he was saved by the bell.
I'll tell you this, too. Had they...
100%. If there had been another 5 seconds, and then Joe Solis would have stopped it.
I don't think there would have been an argument. We'll watch it. You'll see.
Had
they stopped it at the end of the fourth, I don't think there would have been an argument.
What I've heard from my friends that were watching, they say that they think that he thought that they stopped it at the end of the fourth. So he thought it was over already, that they stopped it.
And then he had to come out for another round.
Right.
So I think here's two things. If it had been switched and that had been your corner would be just as fucking pissed off right now. Because you'd have been like, I don't know if I could fucking squat right then either.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing to ask a fighter to do.
But I need to hear from fucking Dr. Guerrero.
Right, correct. Him and Josh.
What Joe Solis was right there.
couldn't hear. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what was going on.
I'm not sure why the doctor, I mean, I know why the doctor was called back in, but I'm not sure why, because
me,
like,
either.
The doctor was in between the
beds
with y'all.
Dude, I thought he was, I thought the doctor was
he
coming back for me.
He wasn't responding to Joe Solis.
Because
Joe Solis said,
round.
Hey man, he may not be coherent. Let me let a doctor check him out. So he brings a doctor in. The
I
doctor decides. He like flashes the lights in his eyes and all that.
Did he look beat up and tired?
Yes. Yeah, but his eyes were not swollen shut. His vision didn't seem to be impaired.
And Joe's argument, and he told me this morning this, he's like, listen, man, we have to play it safe.
Yes.
You know, if we let this kid come out and
fighter safety first.
Right,
and
right,
he ends up going to the ER and dies in the hospital the next day or 3 days later. Like, what
why didn't you
Salso?
Stop it after the fourth round?
People, I get one.
Everybody would have been second guessing that.
Be like, they should have stopped that fight.
Exactly.
Body language said no mas. Right,
so,
Frank.
So you play it safe, man. Like, you live to fight another day.
And
who knows? Maybe we'll see him down the road again.
Right.
Maybe,
that's what I'm saying.
Right back later on.
But like, maybe down the road, but right now, let's be honest, the rematch doesn't make sense right now.
Well, I mean, I would love to see it. I would love to see a rematch. And I said after the fight.
No,
I'd love to see a rematch, and I'd love to see it for the title.
If the guy who won wants it.
I would say this.
Exactly.
I would say this right now, just to be upfront and clear. Number one.
Hey, my girlfriend's
as well as wanting to fight for a title next. Well-deservedly.
Yeah.
As he should. Our goal is not to have our top prospects continually fight each other.
Right.
That's not the goal. I want to get Ultim and Aswell to the UFC.
Correct.
But
correct.
What a storyline for the title, man.
It's a great story. No, don't get me wrong.
But I hear you.
It is a great story, and we will all go back and forth of why it should happen or why it shouldn't
and
happen.
And I think it's still early enough in Ultim's career where he could recover from this. Should
no
he
doubt.
Right.
Possibly,
right.
You know, yeah, no if you were to lose. Who knows what happens in a rematch.
In my opinion, if the rematch happens, it needs to happen in the UFC. That's my opinion.
That would be great, too. That'd be great, too.
I mean, my thing is,
and
like,
there's so many guys on roster in the UFC, they'll never see each other.
I mean, my thing is that, like, he did a video
before the fight. What I don't like is this implication that it's, he was robbed because of the hometown. And it's not the first time I've heard that from Ultim. Split decision at the Humble Civic Center against Casey Jones back in the day.
Was it Jones or Henson?
What did y'all have the fight score?
Maybe it was Zach Henson. I thought it was Casey, but maybe it was. Your recall might be better than mine, but it was a split decision. Ultim was on
Instagram.
The wrong end of it, and he was like, "I'm never fighting this promotion again.
Fifth?
I'll never fight in this town again." It's biased. These judges are from the state. It's not like Fury judges from Houston. We all get together and decide this
unfinished
shit.
Fight.
And now he's saying again,
okay.
"I want to rematch against Aswell, but I want
it
in my hometown." Like, I mean, it's going to be the same. Licensing TDLR is going to still appoint the judges and the refs.
I don't have shit to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. So
man.
I mean, there's not a bias from from Houston judges or Houston referees.
Can you get a different doctor, please?
We don't assign a doctor. Like,
exactly.
Do shit, man.
Exactly.
Hey, look,
I saw that doctor come in to check him out. I told Walker, I was like, man, this doctor is going to stop this fight. This fight's about to be over, and then it happened.
Right.
I've seen that guy, you know, before, and he errs on the side of caution on safety. He's not afraid to stop a fight no matter how good it is.
But they do need to realize that they're fucking with somebody's future.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to make the calls, they got to make the right calls.
Yes.
Or do their best to make the right calls.
Exactly.
You know, you got to know this guy is on the next level, you know, because had that been him that they stopped it, now he's looking at two losses in a row.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So the shit hurts.
True.
No,
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
It's got to be fair.
It definitely matters. Let's see. Mia is asking, how did the judges score the fight, though? Well, they had the score.
I don't know. I asked for the scorecard.
We have the scorecard.
I have the scorecard. Do I agree with the scorecards completely? I do not.
You see him?
I'm going to tell you.
One judge had it 2-2.
And one judge had it 4-0.
Yes, I had it 4-0.
And then another one had it 3-1, Ultim. So if we would have gone
to Ultim?
No, I'm sorry, as well.
I was going to say. No way.
If we would have
gone. No way.
Let's go. Yeah. Yes, 3-1, Ultim.
The judges had the fight for Aswell.
Right.
If we would have gone to the cards, Aswell would have
won. Remember, this is the judges.
Y'all comment what y'all think on Instagram Live.
Listen, I'm going to read
these. I had it 4-0. I watched it. I rewatched it.
All right, so Ryan Thompson had it.
Yeah, what'd he get?
38-38.
Ryan Thompson was one that had a judge. I didn't know if we were going to say the judge's names or not.
Ryan Thompson had it even going into the...
It was a draw.
Two apiece,
whatever.
Herzog had it 39-37 as well.
Of course. Facts. I'm telling you.
And Chance had it 4-0.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Y'all are going to watch.
So, I want to watch the fight again.
We have to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have to.
It's different watching it back than it is watching it live. You get a different perspective watching it back. So I'd love to watch it back. I can't wait to do that.
Let's go. I mean, I had the perspective.
Are we ready to go, Z?
Yeah,
we're going to do a watch.
I already watched it, but I had it right now. On me.
I don't think we have
audio. You're the Texas kid.
Premier Wrestling said if you're going to get knocked out, the main event on UFC Podcast is definitely a fight to push your luck. Okay, true.
2-2 going to 5? No way. How, Kyle? Explain.
As well was working the boy. Kyle Bember said zero ground control for As. Hash space well.
As well, I guess, but he didn't really have control either. He didn't do nothing.
I'm not.
Bro, the commentators were crazy.
If I'm correct,
too.
Kyle, I think you're the one that posted about politics and being part of the decision.
Black Belt Mike was good. Oh, God. But Moreno was going crazy.
Some guy on here.
GTFOH.
I could be wrong.
Look.
There's no politics.
Start to
involve.
What were you thinking at that moment right there?
I said I'm gonna have to talk to Van about that.
Earpiece,
but then he put his gloves
out,
so I had to. I don't want to be a dick.
Right?
Yeah. Like I wasn't gonna do it. I didn't think he was gonna do it, but he did it, so I had to do it. I don't want to be a dick. But like I wasn't going to do it because he said on Instagram that I was gonna be his son. He said he was gonna be my dad, bro. I did not like that at all.
Right away, pressure.
Pressure at the rip. At the rip. Oof. Faint. Oh, right hand, faint. Look, Southpaw, he doesn't throw anything. So I was like, okay, I'm chilling here. I'm good. But he threw the left kick. He threw the calf kick from South, yeah. But from Southpaw, he doesn't throw. So I was like, I'm good here. Faint, oh, nope.
Shout out to Alex Beto Black, sitting in the IG.
Yep, okay, that's fine.
Beto Black.
Oh, nope.
Old friend of Fury FC.
Faint, no.
Yeah, that weird movement, man. Like you got not as quirky as like a Keith Jardine used to be, but right. He's got some little weird.
Look, Southpaw. I was like, look, he doesn't got nothing. He's not gonna throw from Southpaw, and he got me with the elbow. Watch this.
He's tricky, man.
He doesn't throw from Southpaw.
For you to be able to do what you did, like that fucking shows a lot, man.
I was good pressuring from the get go, bro. The whole time. Ooh, little leg kick. What's up?
That's your game, though. You pressure guys.
Yeah, but different type of pressure. With head movement. You ever see me move my head like that?
You said you do Daniel Pineda like that, huh?
Yeah. No, I talk like I do. Oh, come here. Yep. Bro, look, Southpaw, he's not throwing nothing, bro. I was like, I'm good. Yeah. But he threw the elbow. Watch. He's about to hit right here. No. Weak. Right there. Boom. There. Quick. And he laughed.
Face?
He laughed. He said he laughed. I was like, why the fuck he laughing? That didn't even hurt. I didn't think it was that big, so I was like, it's whatever, bro. I'm back in his face. That landed. That was good. So what? So he's up right now because of the cut?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the beginning of this round,
right?
You got to give him damage.
Oh,
credit,
we're here.
But now you start coming back on.
Right.
You must have some heaters in them fucking gloves,
bro. You
must have some heavy hands.
Yeah. The plan too was, bro, like, we're going to pressure him and we're just going to beat him up. Like,
When's the last time you threw a kick?
man, wait. Low key, I did not know I was this locked in. I rewatched it and I checked so many kicks that I didn't think I checked. And I threw more leg kicks than I really thought I threw.
Man, that's just all that repetition, bro. Fucking drilling.
Literally, bro. I don't even box. I've never looked like this ever in my fight. I don't think you can find me looking like this. Oh, 1-2, come here. You're on the cage too. Come here.
That's how you
right there.
Great. That fucking cage looks amazing.
It does. It looks good. Where's Ace's at? Where's Ace's performance at? Look, Southpaw, he's not throwing nothing. No, he's not throwing.
Ella said Murano was
Aces
so biased, bro. Get a new commentator.
I paid their logo to be on the case since 2018, man.
Hey, I do think Murano was
Justin never disappoints. You're right, Vic. Bustin' Justin never does disappoint.
Like, hell yeah.
Murano was good, bro.
Shout
out
Bustin' Justin Longoria.
Sorry, excuse me.
We'll be talking about him coming up after this watch along.
Nothing about me, dude.
I think Murano has more experience with Alton.
Just call it like you're seeing it. Boom. Oh, just got rocked. Boom, just got rocked. Oh. We're good. Like, bro, we're here. Is it still tied? Is he still up somehow?
It looks pretty even.
Right? It's even, right? Now we're even here. Yeah. Okay.
But I think you got to remember when the judges have criteria.
Oh, another one. Come here. I'm touching him every time.
And if everything's even, then damage is going to win the round.
Yes.
Damage. Okay.
Damage is first criteria.
Yeah, right. So if everything's even for the round, they've got to give him the round for damage.
Right. That cut, yeah.
But what about getting rocked doesn't count?
Yeah, it's the problem with that. It's just not as visible to
right. Yep, right.
He did more damage in the first round.
You know, and you've got judges, to be fair, who are a little newer.
Nothing slip. Nope, slip.
That's a parry right there.
Right, dude? Come on.
Yeah, head movement.
Right? Who's ever seen me head movement? Never. I don't think I've ever had movement.
Not really.
No. No.
Y'all had an exchange at face-offs at the weigh-ins.
Yeah. You
and
remember
he
that?
He started doing something, and you did something, and he's like, he laughed. He said, oh, I got yours, this.
He thought he was cute or something. I don't know. I was like, bro, I could do that too, dog. Like, I don't even know what he said, bro. I was so
Rich
locked
is turning
in.
Red, Regina, his heart
I was
is
so locked in,
not be
bro.
Biased right now.
It's okay to be biased, guys.
I'm not biased.
Yeah, really.
No, we're.
It's really not that hard.
Oh, left hook.
As was getting worked right here.
I know, man. Look at him taking all that damage.
Like, Murano, I hear you, Murano. Like.
Aswell could hardly breathe. He's about to fall over.
One time,
his cardio is trash, man.
One time, too, he was like, you poked me in the eye. I was like, bro, I was literally all knuckle. Literally, I just like, yeah, good job, Marana.
I think maybe Aswell's spandex is too tight, man. He could barely breathe.
Should I switch? Should I go to Muay Thai? Muay Thai shorts?
I see forward pressure the whole first round.
Yeah.
Bro, locked him, too.
He's been working from the center of the cage the whole time.
Right? Bro, so who won that? So who won that?
From an exchange perspective,
so who won that?
If you're judging the exchanges, then I mean, Aswell looks like he dominated the first round. But if we're scoring damage, which is the first criteria the judges look for,
he landed one punch and he gets the round. That doesn't make any sense.
Altum did more damage
because it looks cute.
And did you hear Murano? Murano gave you the first round, right?
All right, thank you, Murano.
So yeah, damage he had, but I would say cage control, pressure. And
better shots
as well
all day,
round.
Man.
I mean, you don't have to agree with me.
And that's
an unbiased
perspective. We're just sitting here watching the fight.
I value your opinions too. You know what I'm saying? So like, but I'm not trying to say like it's just all me. But when I'm watching it, like I'm just trying to ask y'all questions to see what y'all are thinking too. You know, or like how y'all are scoring it, because we don't know how those dudes are scoring it either.
There's lovely Emma, one of our newest Fury ring girls.
Shout out to Emma.
What, that's it with the howler, or what's going on? That's it? Y'all killed the howler already?
They drank it all. We didn't even talk about the rest of the card.
Usually
I know. Yeah,
bottles.
We're not even there yet. We're talking about the main event. We still got a whole main card to talk about.
We can talk about
it
after. I watched some of it.
Hope you don't have anywhere to be this afternoon, Eric Garcia.
Yeah, I sure do.
don't we all?
I don't have class today. I'm good.
Hey, shout out to Frank. He said first
all right,
time
now here we go. Here,
ever used
the doctors are checking as well. The doctor checking as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, look, they checked me.
CJ Jimenez, as well should have been taken down.
the doctors came. They said it's good. They said it looks clean. I said, thank you, sir.
Yep. There's no impairment in your vision.
Look
it's
at
not
it. It's
flowing
pretty.
Blood.
Yeah, looking like a glazed donut.
If a doctor
say,
comes in there,
there
and stands before you, you got to be very vocal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm good, man.
You have to be coherent.
Have a clump, but I'm great.
You all have right, to demonstrate round. That yeah. you're coherent.
Second round. Let's go. Let's get it. Oh, check. Look, southpaw, not throwing. Not throwing. Not throwing. Okay, left hit. Cool. Nothing. All right. Nope. Nope,
ultimate that orthodox stance.
Pick the leg. Oh, switch, switch.
One of the things that really helps Aswell stand out, man, is
inside
the
leg
volume.
Kick.
The volume that which you throw at.
Yeah, he's
you
constantly
throw a lot
throwing.
Of punches, man.
Oh yeah, faint. I'm just trying to faint. I'm trying to look. Oh no, nope. I got that. I'm here. I see that. Yeah, I see that. Come on. You only throw the left kick in southpaw. Nope.
Mana Boy says Aswell worked him all four rounds.
Yeah,
facts
thank you,
only.
Bro. Thank you, bro. We just watched it. I just
hard
watched it with him.
Hard to dispute
that. Back. Stop talking.
When are we getting Mana back
bro,
in the cage?
You make the fight.
Mana Boy hanging out in
the
crowd,
the
man. Come get in
hey,
the cage.
Mana,
we miss you.
I need
you.
A 35er for Josh Walker Mana next
Boy
week.
Mana Boy Walker, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Next week? Ooh. He's skinny.
Come on, Mana.
He's skinny. Yeah.
You look like you was in shape.
Oh, right there. Boom, 1-2. No, he's in shape, bro. 2 weeks, 35.
Dude,
bro.
great cage control, man.
Dude,
you walked it. He was in the center. You walked it back, and now he's circling now.
Slip back up for half a second, then cut the cage off.
Right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Takes the pressure right back.
Thank you.
That's great, man.
Oh, inside leg kick. Give me that. Who said I didn't throw kicks? Oh, half check.
Come on, man. Like two kicks a fight.
Hey. Hey, I'll take 2 kicks a fight. That's improvement. Nope, slip that.
Pressure kills, Frank, foot on the gas 100% of the time, 100%.
Oh, nope, that was shoulder. Oh, he's got a little cage control? Okay, I see. There you go. Faint. Nope.
Hey, how do you like those gloves, Aswell?
I like them.
The new gloves from Fighters, Inc.?
I like them. They're small. Maybe that's why I hurt.
You hear that,
Mana? Maybe I landed. Not really, kind of.
Mana boy.
Nope. Oh, wow, what a spinning back kick. didn't even land. I'm going crazy.
Looks like it took all your gas out.
You're going crazy.
Yeah, man. Are you tired? Are you tired now?
Am I? Look, I'm still fainting. I'm still fainting.
What a spinning back kick.
Parry, parry. No, I'm good. Nope. Out the way. Little stomp. Yeah, here's my dad.
I hope they can at least hear commentary as we go silent watching this fight.
Oh, inside leg kick. My dad was freaking. Ooh, right hand.
Yeah, I was having a good time.
Nope, check. Bro, I slapped him. I didn't poke him. I slapped him.
Turn this off. Rich gonna have
literally,
a stroke.
Literally, boom. I smacked
Hello,
him.
Hello, 4 hours, baby. Come on. All right.
Now. All right.
Bro, I smacked him. That was not a slap.
You know I love 4 outs.
He learned that one from Mono Martinez. Poke him in the eye. It'll get you a minute.
Oh, my God. I slapped him, bro. I literally slapped him, bro.
Shout out, Mono Boy.
I guess it did get the corner, but I
still. Hey, it happens.
That's fine.
Was that Frank telling you to poke him in the eye?
They said Nate Diaz, Nate Diaz. Yes. So I threw it. That's what Frank said. He said, Nate Diaz. I said, okay.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Bro, how's it? I don't know. I don't get it. But that's the worst thing they can do is give me more time, bro. I was freaking fresh as hell.
Is that your dad? Yo, we got five fucking rounds.
Was that who that was?
All day. Of course it is. Listen to him. He's speaking facts the whole fight. He's speaking facts the whole time.
I don't know if that sounded like him saying it's five fucking rounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it could have been.
Oh, another one. That's one. Give me that nose. Oh, leg kick. Oh, give me that nose. Come here. Yep. Oh, right hand. See, y'all don't realize these are just touching. They're, you know,
landing more. I mean, clearly, yeah.
I mean, it hurts. And that was the plan, was just to keep hitting him. Keep hitting him. Just keep it. We don't need to knock him out with one punch. We're going to keep touching him everywhere, constantly. Constantly. Every time you throw, he's going to throw, so you throw again and then throw again. I was like, okay, sounds good.
So I think this is one of the rounds that Ryan Thompson gave to Altum.
Dude.
If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to have to look back. Right, I'm wondering how.
What are we doing? Just land that. Oh, bro, I think literally this second right here in this second round, I saw something. I'm like, bro, I think we're on my rhythm right now. We're on my timing. Oh, right hand straight.
Yeah, Thompson southpaw.
We're there.
Thompson gave Altum the first two.
What do we think right now?
The first two rounds?
What are we, wondering, you know, what he sees right now from Altum that's what I'm saying.
He hasn't thrown anything. Oh, what a kick! What a kick!
That would have landed.
I think
what a kick! It was sick.
I think some of the things that may sway a newer judge.
Nice, there you go. I'll give him that one. That was good. Right hand. That was good. Right hand. That was
is
there.
Is the visual of a spinning back kick and the little people perhaps get excited about that.
But Herzog, no reason. But Herzog is newer than Thompson. Even.
Right.
And,
true. Right.
He gave that round to Aswell.
Oh, inside leg kick. Come here. He didn't throw from southpaw. Oh, he's backing up. Well, why is he backing up? Starting to breathe a little bit. He's like, oof, I'm getting hit a little bit. I think his nose is clogged up. He can't breathe. TBH. Oh, check.
Let's be honest,
check.
There's a lot of fights for check. Altum after this.
There's a ton of fights.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, the issue with fighting Altum again is that I want to fight for the belt.
Yeah.
And if I fight him again, that will not be for the belt. So then that doesn't make sense for me. If he would have won, he would have wanted to fight for the belt. Right? Am I right?
So the second round.
That's a great point you make.
It was a close round. I do feel.
If he wants to win, and then I win the belt, and if somehow I'm still here, you know.
As you guys.
I don't want to be. But if somehow I'm still here.
And we don't want you to be. We want you to go off.
Right. Look at this second round. I could see where visually a judge would give him that round. The right hand he landed was solid. You had more volume. You had more volume.
I controlled the whole fight. Control. Yeah,
you're not wrong.
Right? Boom,
but also,
look at
I
that.
I can see where they would give that to him.
Maybe. Kinski's saying, run it back, Turbo. Run it back,
go
Sissy.
To the fourth house when he gets, go to the fourth. Okay, we'll go to the fourth. The
shout
beginning
out
of the
Audra
fourth.
Lambert.
And we'll go to the back of the fourth. Run it back, Sissy. Ooh,
shout out
make
to the beautiful Audra Lambert.
Make it a title. I can't make it a title. Ask Eric to make it. Ask Eric to make it a title. I can't make it a title. It's not my job.
An 8-1 versus 5-3 without the names doesn't make.
Nate Richardson, yeah. That's been itching.
And yeah, he's a former champ. And that fight makes a lot of sense.
And Nate beat Diego, bro, who's freaking killing it in the UFC. Like, isn't that our goal?
When you hear that Nate Richardson fight, what do you think about?
I like it. I watched him against freaking Young.
What do you think about that? I didn't think he was going to handle Young like that.
I'd never seen Nate fight. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Young's a fucking killer too.
I watched Young a little bit, but I'd never really seen Nate. I saw him fight the Russian because I wanted to fight the Russian for the belt a while ago.
Yeah.
And so I watched that fight. It was boring as hell.
Who, Nikolai?
Yeah, because he was just wrestling.
Hussein.
Nikolai, okay. and Nate. They just wrestled. And Nate. So I was like, well, that's boring. That and then me. I ended up fighting Cameron, and then I was like, well, give me the belt now. He just fought, you know. But Nate looked good against Young. I didn't think Young was anything crazy. Bro, I'm touching him every fucking time. Are we joking here? Are we lying?
By the way, that timer
every time,
right?
Oh,
like another two.
Southpaw, he doesn't throw on southpaw. Yeah,
he was definitely not rushing.
None of them were, man. Nikita's from Minnesota.
And I got nothing against Josh. Like, Josh is a cool dude. I don't know him. Like, I don't have no beef with him. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool. I just didn't like that. He said he was going to be my dad. Like, I didn't like that. Once I saw that, I was like, bro, I cannot have this.
Coming up on a minute and a half in round number three. Are y'all watching? And so far, you're controlling the pace.
What else?
Alton's throwing some kicks. Like, you're checking him in the face, you're blocking.
Like, you know, here's the thing. Because this is a close round.
How?
Because there's not a lot.
Is it a close round?
There's not a lot happening, and there's not a lot to judge.
We're only a minute and a half in.
Yeah, but I've hit him with 17 punches, and he hasn't hit me with one.
Decent shot right there out of ass.
Like six right there.
Right? Or am I tripping? Another one, like, what are we doing?
There's one round where he drops you. Is it this round?
It's the fourth round.
I think it's the start of the fourth, and it wasn't even a drop.
Yes.
It wasn't even a drop, bro. He hit me with the elbow. I ate the elbow, and he threw another elbow, and it pushed me over. And then he got into
We'll talk about that fourth round coming up, but I mean.
Bro, crazy. We're
right here, round three. He
fighter of the year candidate.
He's looking for a takedown. Aswell stuffs him.
Of course.
1,000% fighter.
That was good. That was nice, but, like, we're still here.
Yeah, this one's already on the short list for fight of the year, and we're in January.
Performance of the year, dude. Fight of the year. I guess because the fourth round, it, like, went back and forth, but, dude, come on. Like, the first two, I feel like I'm up to 2-0. What do y'all have? Y'all have it 1-1 right now?
I gave you the first.
Right.
I think the second was really close.
Sure.
I gave him the second with the big right hand, honestly. I think that was the biggest shot of the second round.
Okay.
But it's hard to take away your pressure, man. Like, you're every round you're doing the same fucking pressure. That's hard to, like,
yeah.
How do you take that away,
bro,
from Michael?
He was so gassed.
Yeah.
He was, like, so tired, bro. He was so
honest,
tired.
Five round fights favor you.
Oh, yeah.
So
once it was five, I said absolutely.
Ileana says Rich bias too. All right. Well,
who?
I mean, I don't know how I'm biased. So, but okay.
Biased towards who? I mean, you're a freaking war guy.
I don't know.
You're a freaking war guy. You're giving Aswell,
two and three.
Maybe because you gave the second to Altum.
He definitely got the first bottom. They could have given him a 10-8, I guess, but he didn't do nothing.
I don't know.
I don't even count that fight as a loss, bro. Like, that was a good fight. It is what it is. Like, it was close. I mean, I should have finished him, honestly, in the second, but it's whatever. But this fight, bro, this was literally the game plan, was to hit him every second of every minute of every round until he didn't want to anymore.
Sure.
That was literally the game plan. We said we will take him.
I mean, he's coming forward a little bit.
He
more
is,
now.
Bro. He's. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
This is definitely.
He was
a
game,
fight
bro. He, like, was game. And to say that I didn't think to say I didn't think he was gonna go this far, it would be a lie, because I knew he was gonna be there. I just didn't know how long he was gonna be there. But I knew he was going to be there and he was going to trade. But I was going to be there all night. It didn't matter.
I mean, you can hear our commentators now. This is really hard to call this fight.
Yes.
In this round.
How?
Watching it live is different than watching it back.
Yeah, I understand.
Live going into the fifth round before they stopped it.
For sure.
It felt dead even. It felt like, you know, whoever wins this fifth and final round is going to win the fight.
For sure. And I get it, because in the moment it's a little different, bro. But when I watched it back with Leo, I was like, bro, there's no way. I was like, I literally thought I won all four, and I'm not even trying to be biased or nothing. Like, I really legitimately, like, I outstruck him in every round, I think.
I hear you.
Oh, another one. He wobbled.
Yeah,
he just wobbled.
Solid shot.
Oh,
he
left
wobbled
hit
him right there.
Left,
yeah.
Left foot. Oh, he's wobbling still.
Yeah, he rocked him with that one.
He, like,
He's a wild animal when he gets hurt.
Wild
he's
animal.
A, he's a
Michael
wild
Alexander animal. Not, on the call.
Not like Az was a beast for freaking constantly smacking him, bro. Right oh, hand another right hand. Oh, yep. Come here. Ooh, yep. You're lucky I didn't land
closing
that knee.
Moments of the third round, and you're still landing solid shots. Look like Altum got you right there.
Oh, that's a hard round. How's that a hard round to call? How? Moreno, how's that a hard round to call?
Hey, our commentators have a job
I get
also.
It. I get it.
And it's to keep everybody
it.
Engaged. And it was a back and forth round to a degree. I mean, no. You controlled more
at
of the
end,
tempo.
If you judge that round,
but they have a story
the
to tell.
The round, they're going
to
give it to Aswell because he landed more at the he end did, of the round.
Yes.
Rocked him.
And Aswell didn't take any more damage there, so Altum doesn't have that to fall back on. He didn't do more damage in that round like he did in the first.
Oh. Nope. Oh, they were
the
like,
knee, the knee didn't
if,
land. Maybe they thought the knee landed.
They absolutely did. They said, what an amazing knee. Bro, did you not hear him earlier? They said, I didn't know this was five rounds. Bro, what? How are you commentating to know it was five rounds?
That's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible right there.
It's all right.
They should have known that.
Oh, man. Give me on
well,
the, give me on
the
commentating.
Scorecards had that fight went three rounds. Azrael won.
Right.
Based on what the judges
said. Right.
Yeah.
The Fury Live was going crazy, huh? Is it still going crazy? See.
So here we go into round number four.
Right.
And this is the most
Joe's
telling round.
Asking him.
Yeah, Joe's asking him, and he's not responsive to Joe right there as well, from what I heard.
Yeah,
anonymous source.
Here you go. Here,
Joe told me.
Here's his moment.
And he was not responsive right there when Joe was asking, hey, are you good to go? He was just walking back and forth and ignoring him.
Hey, it was a good, bro, this dude's good.
So Joe,
like, I'm not
Joe
trying to
lets
shit
him go
on this
right
kid,
here.
Bro. Like, he's good, bro. I knew he was tough. I knew this was a fight that was going to be hard. What it like? I hit him, and I was like, why did he stop? I thought I poked him in the eye. He just, like, stopped.
He went walk backwards.
Yeah, he just stopped. But he hit me with the elbow right here, I think. Oh, no, got him. Oh, come here. And then he got me with the elbow.
Yeah, see, that's pressure.
Oh, come
there's
here.
That wild animal.
Oh,
Michael Aswell again.
Oh. No, not me, the wild animal. They're saying when he's hurt, he's a wild animal. Is what they're
see,
saying, not
I think
me.
The elbow's right around here, right?
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming up. He Altum takes a lot of shots.
But like
before landing that elbow.
Oh, come here. Another one, bro.
He's
another
gonna
one.
Land the elbow, I think.
Another one. Right here, I think. Right there.
There it is. And there's
but
another
like,
one.
See?
And this
like,
was Altum's moment to capitalize.
But like,
and instead
he,
of
but
going
like,
in
I'm
for the ground and pound,
I'm coherent.
He jumps
like,
in
I'm literally there.
And goes for a head and arm triangle for some reason. He should have been trying to throw hammer fists, land more shots, ground and pound,
I
something.
Out, I wasn't out
to capitalize on Aswell going down like that.
I wasn't out, though.
I knew if he had to get, if they had to get up, Altum's tank was empty right here.
Yes,
and he couldn't choke me. He was tired, bro. He tried.
But I mean, you drop him. You drop Michael Aswell with a shot like that. Why do you go in to that position? Why wouldn't you go in with
rock, bro? You're a rock.
No, I'm literally coherent, bro. He's a black belt with my back. He's a black belt with my back. I'm a blue belt. Look, okay, we're
Aswell controlling the hands right there.
Who likes that? You like that?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, that was nice. That was good. Got a little figure four. Got to get to the
black
side.
Black belt slipping it in there. He's got you. And this is the most vulnerable position you're going to be in the whole fight.
I don't mind being here, bro.
Yeah. I'm saying. I can tell. Clearly,
so
you're comfortable.
So this is.
He got me.
So this is what matters, like,
right.
When you're a judge on this point.
For sure. No. For sure. He's doing good. But wait. This,
all
we got
this
three
happens.
Minutes.
The judges gave this
minutes.
Round to you.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean,
exactly.
we're going to see the rest of this round play out.
Which I got to say, it's really hard.
He was so tired. He's not even ground and pounding. Look
he
at him. He's not even ground and pounding. He was so tired. I'm constantly
like
moving. Look at my feet. I'm constantly
that's
moving.
It's hard to give that one to Aswell.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
But
we're constantly moving.
As the round closes, we'll see why, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, he will. Absolutely.
I mean,
we're
spoiler
good.
Alert,
but
the fight's already happened. Everybody knows what happened.
Right,
I mean, we're watching it live.
He couldn't even like grab me. He was so
there.
Tired. And we're slippery.
Yeah, whose mouthpiece is that?
But
his.
That's,
his.
Yeah,
he was tired.
His.
He was breathing out of his mouth because his nose was messed up. I think. Theories. I don't know.
But this is the most vulnerable we're going to see Aswell the entire fight.
And I wasn't really vulnerable. I was chilling. I was fighting hands.
Maybe after the elbow, whenever he went down.
I slipped.
Had he landed enough unanswered shots, maybe Joe Solis stops the fight. Joe Solis will err on the side of safety.
Oh, we're up.
But
we're
he didn't
up.
Do
Let's
that.
Go. Let's go.
So now we're back
push
on
the
our
pace.
Feet.
Push the pace.
This is where I don't want to see
pace.
Aswell.
Push the pace.
If I'm Josh Altum.
Put your gut. Put it in. Put it in for him. Let's go. I got up, dude. I was like, I'm coming.
Yeah, because you can tell you got gas.
Oh, my God. Dude, he's done. Look at him. Oh, slower. Everything's slower now. I look in there. I'm like, oh, try to go for body. Look at him. I'm funny. I don't even throw body shots. What am I doing?
Hell yeah, Raheel Ramzanali with the
we're good.
Call.
Oh,
right
give me that. Oh, give me that. Another one. Give me that.
That's good. Got Hayden and Frank going back and forth. That's nice. That's fun.
That's not. That wasn't, bro. Fuck out of here. We're good. Yeah. No, it was good. Oh, give me that. What? Ooh. Calf kick? Who's seen that? Who said I didn't throw kicks? Someone did earlier.
Got a little under a minute 30 to go in
Wait
the
for
round.
It. Oh, nope. Nah, you're going to do that trip? Try to do a little trip? No. He should have did it earlier, bro. He's too tired here. Oh, give me that. Oh, that's another one. That's one. Nope, we're good. We're here. We're still there. Oh, inside leg kick. Oh, fake. Oh. We're still here. Okay. Another one. Two, three, four. Oh, give me that. Yep, another one. Oh, nope, fake that. Oh, left hook. Come here. Right hand.
See, this is where body. I feel like body. He started folding a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, that rocked him a little bit.
The combo you land at the end of the round.
Oh, uppercut. Oh, uppercut, right left here. Hook. See, like, it's just uppercut, pressure. Left hook.
Yeah.
Oh, right hand, left hook. Oh, uppercut.
You see the fight starting to slip away from
Left hook. Oh. Yep, give me that jab. We're good, slip.
So he's throwing back now.
A little bit. Oh. Remember, he's dangerous when he's hurt, is what Moreno was saying.
Hey, Mike said that.
Oh, man. Left hook.
Aswell's a wild animal whenever he's
hurt. No, he was saying Josh's a wild animal when he's hurt. Exactly. You know what he was saying.
I thought he was saying you were. My bad.
I wish.
Here we go. About five seconds to go.
Left foot.
About 5 seconds to go. And here we go. He lays down. He lays down.
Come here.
And you jump in. Oh, you start laying a hammer fist.
Come here.
And the bell sounds right there.
So right here, look, is where I'm thinking, damn, there's not going to be a fifth round.
Right. We didn't know right away.
He thought it was done.
Yeah, I didn't know what had happened.
So this is where
My boy.
I think you guys have to remember, too, if you're, like, fans at home, yes, Altum dropped him beginning of the round. Altum took his back, had mount, great positions. But the judges
do
remember the things that happen at the end of the round.
Oh, absolutely.
Like it's so important.
It's all about how you finish. So who won that round?
Man, I would probably give you that round at the end.
So what do y'all have as the score right now?
You're so biased.
I know. No matter who I say it for, I'm fucking biased. Like, I'm biased for everybody.
You're biased if you give it to Altum. You're biased if you give it to Aswell because he's right here.
I gave Altum love earlier.
What are you going to do, man?
It's thankless. Well, whatever.
Bro, like I said, Altum is cool, bro. Like, I have no beef with him. There's nothing like
we right got here. Look,
nothing, bro. I just didn't like that he said that I was gonna be his son.
As we
like
go
that.
Into these later, you know, quote unquote championship rounds,
right?
That's where you excel.
Oh my god,
you've done the five rounder before.
I told y'all earlier.
I need to hear and see what happens here.
I told y'all earlier.
All right, so now we're watching along.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. Right. I have no idea.
There's going to be a fifth round. Altum's walking back and forth. His eyes are not swollen shut. There's no blood flowing into his face.
I'm ready. Come on, Joe.
Joe Solis asked him. I said, ready to go?
I said, hell yeah, Joe.
Let's go.
I said, yeah.
Now Joe
Solis
goes over here and asks Altum the same thing.
Come here. Look at my face, bro. I'm ready. He's done. I just, how I ended that fourth? Like, how do you think I was going to come out of that fifth? Hot. My gosh.
Now, according to Joe Solis, Altum was unresponsive whenever he asked if you're ready to go.
So he said, look,
just walked around, walked away from him.
Altum's in here now saying, I nod at him every time.
Right, okay,
He asked me the squat, which makes no sense.
Tell me where you see him say yes.
There you go.
So he bends his knees and says, no, that's good. Can you go any lower? Can you go any lower than that?
Maybe they asked if he could see or something.
And he says no. He's shaking his head no.
Shaking his head no for what?
Apparently, according to, you know, anonymous sources, the doctor asked him, can you go any lower than that? And he says no.
It doesn't look like the doctor asked him to say anything. I
want to know what they asked him, but he said no. That's a big win.
But man.
Yeah.
He's got a light complexion, so he wears the damage differently. He looks bruised up really bad. Hey. But his eyes are not swollen shut. His vision isn't impaired.
He's legit.
So I feel like they could have let that fifth round happen.
I feel the same way.
Nothing against Altum,
but I wasn't there for that
bro.
Exchange.
He's a fucking dog, too, bro. I mean, we just scrap. Like, I have nothing against Altum, bro. Like, he's a good dude. It was a good fight, and You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have no beef. I don't got no beef with him.
The biggest issue for everybody is the way it ended.
Right. I get it. I wanted to fight.
End of the fourth round, it looked like he was done.
It's not fair to either of you.
Right, 100%.
You deserve the opportunity to come out. 100%. Finish the fight. Finish the fight. He deserved the opportunity
absolutely.
To come out.
Both of them did, yes.
And I thought we were. I legitimately thought we were. Legitimately. I thought the doctor was coming in for me, to be real with you, to come look at my eye still.
Here's Joe explaining it to Jerry Mahone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't hear anything, so you would have to ask Josh what he said. All I was just
they're,
I was
they're making the case that it could have been
fit.
Stopped after the first round because of that big cut on
right,
the forehead.
Right.
That's if the doctor's going to stop it, I mean, then why didn't he stop it?
Yeah, no, me and Josh don't got no beef. I just didn't like he was like, I'm going to be his dad. But I get he told me he was trying to sell the fight. But, like, this is just our generation.
And that's
like,
fine.
You can't tell someone, like,
but look,
that's
this doctor is shining the light in Altum's eye right here.
Right. I don't know.
Squat down. Squat down. He tells him squat down. So he kind of bends. I don't know. He's trying to see if he's coherent. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he knew what squat down mean. He tried.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
that's what I'm like.
You got a one-eyed doctor checking Altum's vision. Come on, give me a fucking break, man.
Okay, I will say here. I'll put this.
He flashes the light a few times. I thought maybe he was trying to see if his pupils dilated or something.
As we ended the live, he said, hey, that's what's funny. Me and Az will have respect to each other.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Me and Altum, like, I have no beef with I really don't feel like I have beef with no one, really. Like, me and Altum are cool. We just had a fight.
Honestly, at the end, the fans are the ones who got cheated. And y'all.
And me, bro. I was ready to go. Y'all saw me? Fifth round, ready?
Oh, yeah,
come
of course.
Now.
Just hit your space bar.
Oh,
buddy.
No, you look rocked, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if you could have made it through a fifth round. I don't know. Your tank looked done.
In the fourth round, when you were mounted and you tapped, did you feel... Hey, no,
can I get my purple belt, Daniel? Is Daniel here? Is he listening?
Hey, Daniel Pineda, give this man a purple belt. A purple belt? When was the last time you put pajamas on?
Never.
Dude, what are we doing back here? Come on, Diego.
Diego's got all kind of funky.
Pornhub?
Hey, Diego, what is Ling Ping's insides? What is that?
Okay, so what did we score the fight before it ended?
Oh, man, it was you know, all you 49.
I had
27, man.
But what did I have it? I had first round, you.
Okay.
I had second round. Well, second round when he landed the big right hand, the two silly, two I gave to him. Man. Three I gave to you.
Right.
Four, I gave
give four, I guess. So four, I guess
I don't know because of what you did at the end of the round.
Yeah,
because of you dropping him and the flurry at the end of the round, I can 1,000% see why a judge would give it to him and to you.
Yeah,
so for now, me sitting there as the round ends, I'm probably going to give it to you.
Right, fair, because I ended, and that's how I ended. Right,
yeah. And sometimes, a lot of times, judges will score like the last thing they see. And that was you dominating the fight.
Maybe that's just because that's the last thing they remember at that certain moment.
Right.
You know, like, you don't remember what just happened 3 minutes ago. I just remember what happened right now.
And all three judges did give you that round.
It's impossible for me to speak without some kind of bias.
I know that.
Like,
of course.
Like, I'm not an idiot. But at the same point, I can 1,000% see where
it would
have 3-1 you.
Dana White came out and straight up said that Strickland won that fight.
Yeah.
Dana gives no fucks.
Yeah.
And
did you see it though?
Did you see it? I didn't get to watch.
I didn't watch it either.
We'll talk about that later.
I fell asleep.
Would you have Brown Dana
for Strickland
for this one?
Man, if I look at the end of the fourth round, it looked like Josh had enough.
So what did you have it before five?
By the end of the fourth round.
Before five, what'd you have it?
And I can't really. I don't know.
3-1. Is that what you said?
When I was no bitch.
2-2. Eric had it at 2-2.
I the fifth. Hey, Eric had it 4-0. Altum. So
there we go.
When I left the venue, I thought it was 2-2, and I thought whoever won that fifth round.
Fair enough.
That's
fair
how it felt live. That's how it felt live watching it.
I mean,
whoever won that fifth round was going to win the fight.
I would have fought like that. I would have fought like that.
The fourth round ended, and I saw Altum slide down with his hands up. I thought they were going to stop the fight, but then he started kicking up. But then he started hammer fisting.
I gotta say, I think
5 seconds would have called the fight.
I don't think Altum was done going into the fifth.
I do feel like
you each had 5 minutes left to do whatever you were going to do, whatever's going to happen.
At least a couple minutes,
and both of you guys had that opportunity taken away from you.
Sure. Yeah, I feel the same way.
And whereas much as I know that we want to protect the fighters, and listen, this is the main event. Careers are on the line. Money's on the line. Where we're going to go is on the line.
And I think you need to give the fighters the opportunity to finish the fight. You just let them get beat up each other for 4 rounds.
This dude won the fight.
Yeah.
And there's no argument on my end about it. And had it been the other way around,
right?
You'd have been the same way.
It would have been the same way.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, yeah. I know that to be true.
Ultim will be here next week to.
Yeah, yeah. He can tell his side. I mean, like I said, I didn't really. I didn't hear.
Are we going to watch it again?
Fuck yeah.
We can watch it with him. See what he gets. Yeah,
exactly. As you should. From one my perspective, I didn't hear anything he said because there I was still.
And we can't either because we're still fucking.
And we're so far away, and my cut man was still making sure I was good.
But I'm telling y'all,
I will say this:
Joe Solis called me yesterday, and he says that before the fourth round, he asked Ultim, "Do you want to continue?" And he got completely ignored.
He walked away.
And he says that he was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to let him fight. I'll
say one thing.
And we saw that live. We saw that live.
He said he did it again in the fifth and that there was just zero response.
Yeah,
and that's when
he called the doctor in.
He went and called the doctor in. But he says.
Where's our photos? You drop them yet?
He says that he called the doctor in.
I've been waiting. I haven't posted.
There was some sort of argument.
Everyone's been waiting for me to post.
In Ultim's corner before.
You know what I mean?
Main events first.
And he didn't want to call the doctor in to take away from the cut man is what his reasoning was. So he said, I was going to let them finish working on him. Let them get their 1 minute time with
all
Ultim,
right. Business,
and then
baby.
I was going to call the doctor. And so
yeah,
we did
all kind of shots.
Whatever,
cut man.
I don't know. I mean,
that's from Joe himself. He told me after the fight, he's like, he would let me work
at
on him.
At the end of the day, man, these dudes don't get paid a shit ton of money,
right?
And they fucking work hard and go through camp and
I do okay.
And they
but you're out there hustling tickets too, man. Hustling tables, you know.
I mean, Ultim too.
Yeah.
He sold his fucking fair share. His people showed up.
You two guys literally put probably outside of the looking for a fight night that we had.
Right.
Do you guys put the best venue, fucking crowd best crowd I've ever seen in Escapade.
In front of a UFC Fight Pass guy.
Oh yeah.
He was like, bro, this is fucking insane.
Oh, come on, you know what I do? Always. But yeah, he did.
Next time. It's going to be all the tables. 33 of them, he said.
Right. That one's my favorite. I just seen that one.
Hey, so how are you liking you made this team switch over four rounds. What was the decision to make that switch? How'd that go?
You know, probably an immature way of the switching. I kind of just
just really, canceled your membership and just went to the other.
Yeah, like almost pretty much is kind of what it was in a sense. Yeah. After the Yada Year fight, I fractured my foot, kind of, or, like, had a small fracture in my foot.
Mm-hmm. So another great fight, by the way.
Yeah, I thought I won 2 and 3. We can watch one. We can do that for another day. But I don't see that fight as a loss either. You know, both of us fought really hard, and it was close, and it could have went either way. And that dude's a stud, and he's freaking strong as hell, bro. So just like his boy. Putin.
I mean, look, the first picture on the reels is that.
Okay,
is
fine.
That.
All right, you made up for it.
I mean, come on, I didn't even change it. Like, that's just how it's just different every time.
Fair, all right.
Hey, also on the card, your teammate now.
Yeah.
Your performance from a Hector Science.
Right.
Like,
dude, he looked
what
awesome.
A stud,
bro,
man.
Honestly, so he was right before me, so I really didn't get to peep that much. I was kind of just locking in my own zone right before, but I peeked over and I saw that he was doing good.
Justice over there with you guys now too, right?
Kind of. He's like back and forth. He's doing like halftime when he can, making it work. I mean, really, he comes on Fridays for sure. That's when there's like really good work over there.
Can you
wall work and stuff? And,
you know, can you see some? I mean, we obviously saw some changes to your game,
right? I mean, dude, I don't think I've ever fought like that in my life.
I don't think you've ever had head movement, ever.
I'm serious. Like, I legitimately, when I watched this back last night with Leo, or last night, yesterday with Leo, I'm watching this fight, and I said, I've never looked like this in my fight ever, I don't think. In and out, head movement, just turning a little bit of angles, and just like...
you're hitting that next level.
Faint, for sure.
You're finding that next gear.
And it really was from like 6 weeks. I mean, I don't really box. You know, I started off doing jiu-jitsu and wrestling. I was just an athlete. You know, I played football, baseball, basketball, kind of everything. So just kind of mixing it up and just figuring out my own rhythm and my own technique and my own flow. And I, for a second there, I felt like I was so dialed in there that I was seeing everything, that I was feeling us move at the same time and the rhythm of the everything.
You were like the Matrix,
dude. It was unreal. I've never been so happy. Can you pass my phone? There's a picture they took after me with me and my cut, and I'm just smiling because I literally, legitimately had so much fun.
Rich has a ton of your cut.
So
speaking of that,
dude, it's unreal.
That, can you like take a second? Like, you have for the past 9 fights, or more than that, honestly, sold more tickets than anybody in Houston, maybe anybody in Texas.
Ever, like, ever in the history of history.
Yeah, 100%. Like you've been the biggest ticket seller.
I'm number one.
Two things. I want you to take a second. Right. And one, thank your amazing sponsors that you have to help you. But also, like, talk about, man, like, what you do to push yourself as a business.
I mean, I got to give so much credit to my dad. And what people don't understand, I guess, is, like, all these people that do sponsor me are, like, family friends that I've grown up with since I was a kid. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn or anything, but I've always worked hard when I was a kid. Like, when I was playing football, I thought I was going to, you know, go Division I because right. I worked that hard. Or, like, my goals were always set so high, you know. So even when I was a young kid playing, like, little league sports, a lot of people are like, this, you know, kid's going to be someone. Or, like,
right.
In middle school, like, parents are like, this kid's a little different, you know. Like, and mentally, me, I'm always like, I'm going to be different, you know. Right. So, like, a lot of the people and a lot of the sponsors that we have are just, you know, people that we've known, like, my whole life. And it's not like we're, like, overcharging people or nothing. It's just, like, $500, buy your table, and that's it. And we'll give you, you know, whatever you want, you know. We'll take care of you. And they really
who are they? Who are the sponsors?
He's like, yeah. he's got a list. His shorts are
like, we all know Ace's performance exhaust right there at the top of the list.
I've not went over there yet. I gotta go over to Ace's.
I mean, Laredo Taqueria for one, in Yale and Washington. I mean, I don't think these guys ever miss a fight. Henry Rojas and his family. Like, it's really sometimes it's just people that don't even have a business. They just want to support and help out, and it just means a lot, you know.
Well, there's a lot of them, and
so
they're very vocal.
Aces. My uncle, he has a fencing company. My boy, he has a stock trading company, and it's just like it's a lot of family stuff. A lot of people from my high school, their parents, you know, own a certain business. Like my friend's dad's a doctor, so he helps out with my, you know, my mouthpieces and customize all that.
Your dad's friend owns Rick's Cabaret.
Well, yeah, the Ritz. I got to shout out the Ritz. That's one of my my best. And Rick Haas is the man. He always takes care of me. Sometimes they don't even come to the fights. And they'll take the whole table and just say, hey, give it to whoever you want. And a lot of my high school friends get to go. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Sit front seat. And, you know, a lot of my friends get money together just to buy one table, you know. Eight of my friends, like, we can spend $125 to come see our boy.
They better fucking spend $125 now because it's going to cost them about $525 right, for you know, a riser
in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, come see him while you can afford it, man, because it's going to get a lot more expensive to see him in the future.
And
yeah,
it's just, it's man.
I know.
I can't deal with that. And they come, they are there every single time. Sure. I mean, every single time. No questions asked. You
do
know?
Do you think they would all travel down to see you in Texas City or Galveston?
All kind of people
did. A lot of people did.
I think. Hey,
do you think your people would travel to like the Galveston area to watch you fight?
I think no matter where we go, where we would travel, I would at least have 10 tables.
It's like an hour drive. It's not anywhere. A very far drive. I mean, it's not like it's a different town or state, right?
I know I had to log back in.
So. I mean, like if we had to fight somewhere out of town, like I have a good feeling a lot of people.
Hey, so before we get out of here today, I want to make sure we also hit. Hey, congratulations to Francisco Obando with the amazing performance.
Sorry, CJ, I love you, bud.
Everybody loves CJ, dude. He's so amazing, man. But like that was a great
TKO,
performance.
TKO 36 seconds into round number two, Francisco Obando.
Shout out to again. Look at that.
I was just so happy.
Look at that beautiful face. Justin Bustin' Longoria wins by TKO.
That was a banger.
I
watched that fight. That was actually a banger.
Longoria has been in two Fight of the Year candidates, man. That kid is absolutely amazing.
And Emerson Guerrero's one of those guys, man. Don't let his record fool you, man. That guy's got that dog in him.
Hey, also, the big knockout from the Dragon, Zach Borrego.
Oh, my boy Cam.
Beautiful knockout there. Yeah. Man, hey, quietly, Manshir Kara is now 6-0.
7-0.
Who? 7-0. I'm yes. not bad. Manshir Kara 7-0 with the rear naked choke.
Oh, yeah.
Over Jonathan Martins.
He's huge.
Alberto Trujillo with the unanimous decision over Alden Correa in a close fight.
What'd y'all think? I didn't watch. I saw the first round, and I thought Alden won the first round. I was like, he picked him apart. I thought he picked him apart the first
Alberto
round.
Just turned it up for the next two.
Yeah. And so after I watched the first, I said, okay, he picked him apart. Like, he's good. I don't even have to watch the rest. So I just kind of warmed up and shit. And I got
Alden clearly won the first round.
He picked him apart the first round, I thought.
The next
watching.
Two, Trujillo, up for the pressure, just kind of went
Trujillo's
forward.
Kind of like you.
Man.
Yeah. He's what?
Just but he's,
dialed
but he's also,
in, but he's Albert? Dialed yeah, in, really. And he's moving
yeah,
forward.
But he's also 4'9", so
dude, he's so
he's
oh my
so
God,
short. He's
crazy.
An awesome dude. And also, Lowen Tynes picked up the unanimous decision wins over Michael Murphy. We had Justice Torres with the TKO.
Let's go.
Hector Sines with the unanimous decision wins.
It was huge, bro. That was big. That was much needed.
And hey, you know, Mike, it has been
much needed.
Absolutely amazing to watch you from the amateurs all the way through the pros. and to watch you evolve as a fighter, but also as a person.
Right.
Like, man, you are so much more confident.
For sure.
You are so, dude, you're always in a good mood. Like, always. I've never seen you in a bad mood,
never,
man.
Never.
And I just want to thank you, man, as a, you know, as a matchmaker and part of this promotion, one of the things that aggravates us more than anything is just dealing with personalities and fighters sometimes. And you have never done anything but said yes and give me all the tables. So
the only I do give you my dad, but
yeah,
you know,
true. That's a different hurdle in itself, you know.
But as long as y'all are okay with that, you know, and thank you for bringing him back, bro. You know, if he missed that, I think he probably would have been the saddest
I ran
man
him
in
down.
America.
I ran him down outside, and we got him in. Eric sent me on a mission.
Because he was so amped for this fight. Yeah, no, he was probably more excited than
dog,
me.
Dog, I had to go out there and convince.
Of course he was.
I had to go convince police to realize, hey, my boy got to come back.
Listen,
again. Come
a
on,
father's
dog.
Love for his kids.
Yeah, man. And he's always going to be your biggest supporter.
And I'm sorry to anyone if my dad has ever been like that. He just loves me, and he's my number one supporter. And he's a grown man. I can't tell the man what to say or what to do, so I'm sorry if he offends you or if he's loud and obnoxious. That's my dog. Well, he loves me, and he's always going to root for me. So if someone says something negative about me, of course he's not going to like it, and he's going to respond because you know him, and he doesn't care. But that's my guy. He takes care of me, and you talk about
100%.
What's the business? He's the business. He's the guy. These are all his friends. He literally calls them and says, hey, do you want to support my son? And, like, doesn't try to, you know, try to get us rich or nothing, you know. Tries to make it as fair as possible and just, you know, something that's going to help me with gym dues and all that. And
the rest of you pull up in that Lambo.
Right.
Is that what it is, Spectre?
Eric's. He loaned it.
Hey, it's absolutely amazing to have you as part of the Fury family. And it's like you have barely begun to scratch the heights that you're going to see in this business.
I agree.
And when the time comes, I think it'll be an honor to you know, put that Hall of Fame jacket on you one day out of Fury, baby, because you're gonna be another guy straight out of Fury.
Right.
Yeah. Love it, man.
Gotta get the title first.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We're gonna make that fight happen.
Well, that opportunity's coming for sure.
But in the meantime,
how long have I been asking Eric? Before the greatest fight?
Since his second amateur fight.
I'm serious. Like, even, but Logan, I almost fought
as an amateur. After every fight, he's doing this.
I think, hey, y'all got to remember, too, to be fair, Michael was around during the time where we didn't have a fight pass deal.
No.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah,
the standards were a little different.
Right.
As far as, like, who we would put a title on.
Yeah, but I still had to fight four times before I got the AMI belt.
Yes.
Now these are 1-0.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, well, you know, times change.
Yeah, I know.
But, hey, it's time for Wayne to do his thing.
Hey, guys, hey, that's it. Aswell, Garcia. Hey.
Hey, jump over these.
Aswell, Garcia, the time for talk is over.
Talking about the wrong promotion.
It's over. This has been Fury Unleashed. Diego, get us out of here.
Let's go.
Thank you, guys.
And now, Houston, Texas, make some noise, because the time for talk is over. It's time to... Oh!